Blog Talk Radio.
Show me your power. Let me in more of you is what I
give her.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on, open up your mouth and just thank God right now. Amen. Right where you are. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on into in with all faith this morning, trusting and believing God for a mighty move in your life, in this family. Amen. My Lord, my God, we thank you. We come with all thanksgiving on today. Amen. We come praying with a heart of thanksgiving, a heart of forgiveness, and a heart of repentance this morning in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Come on, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We decree and declare Psalm 111 right now. We will praise the Lord with all our whole heart, amen, in the assembly of the upright, amen, in the hallelujah, in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, amen, studied by all who have pleasure in them, amen. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endures forever. Hallelujah. Come on, let's shout glory to the one true God, amen. He has made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He has given food to those who fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant, amen. He has declared to his people the power of his works and given them the heritage of the nation. Amen. The works of his hands are verity and justice. Amen. All his precepts are sure. They stand fast forever and ever and are done in truth and uprightness. He has sent redemption to his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. Amen. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning, because he's worthy of all praise, glory, and honor, for it all belongs to him. He is the creator of all in all. It is his spirit that gives us life. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God, the Bible says in Psalm 111 and 10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and good understanding have all those who do his commandments. His praise endures forever. Come on, let's shout glory. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God, come on, let's shout glory to his name this morning. Amen. Let's rejoice in the hearing and the call upon his name. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we come. Father God, we come thanking you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. We thank you for new mercies and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family. It's you, oh God, that have kept us. And we just want to say thank you for the keeping. We thank you in the keeping. Hallelujah. By the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you for every beat of our heart and every breath that we take, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you're always with us, that you'll never leave us or forsake us. We thank you, oh God, for sending your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood on Calvary. Hallelujah, that redeems us from the curse of the law of sin and death. We thank you that by the blood of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, that we are cleansed, justified, hallelujah, set free, amen, made new, healed by the blood of Jesus Christ, redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for your finished work on Calvary, that we can decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us, and wherever the blood of Jesus Christ is, the enemy cannot come near. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, this morning, as we come to you with a heart of thanksgiving. Oh, Lord, we humble ourselves in your mighty hand, that we may be forgiven and delivered from all that's not of you right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for all the good things in our lives. For hallelujah, for you are the creator of all things good. Father God, we thank you for your presence right now. Father, for in your presence the fullness of our joy. And in your presence we are complete and whole. In your presence we have purpose. Amen. Because of your presence we are glad to be here. Father God, we thank you for your plan, that we may have a full life and enjoy it, and have it in abundance to overflow. And then, Heavenly Father, we thank you for your provisions, that all our needs are met according to your riches and glory, and that we may prosper indeed, hallelujah, in all areas of our life, even as our soul prospers. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, we thank you for your protection, that the hallelujah, that your perfect love casts out all fear, and that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your peace, the peace that surpasses our understanding. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your hallelujah, for all that you're doing even right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, we thank you, Lord God. Lord, as we come on today, we come to be changed, oh God. We come that our minds may be renewed, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, do a new thing in us right now, and then in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, oh Lord, according to your word. In John 14:14, we ask you, Lord Jesus Christ, to loose your angels in great abundance in our presence, in the presence of those in our family, and all that we love and concerned about, and all that we bring in prayer today, into our homes, cars, trucks, lands, properties, and buildings, workplaces, to protect us and guard us, to force out, drive out, and to cleanse out all evil, wicked, demon, and torment spirits from our presence, amen, in our homes, cars, trucks, lands, properties, animals, schools and workplaces and to force them into the abyss and any replacement thereof that they cannot return to us. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you to create a hedge of protection of angels around each of our minds and loose your mighty warring angels around each of us, our homes, cars, trucks, lands, properties, animals, and workplaces to protect us from the enemy. Amen. We ask you to do this according to John 14 and 14 in Christ Jesus' holy name. To God be the glory. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Father God, if it had not been for you on our side, where would we be on this day? But we thank you, Lord God, that you're on our side, that we can decree and receive victory right now, because greater is you that's in us than he that's in the world. For your word said that we abide in you. You said that you abide in us. We thank you, Lord God, that you're with us. Hallelujah, always and forever. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, help us on today. Oh, Lord, touch, oh God, and command the increase on our storehouse, oh God. Command the increase, oh God, in our patience, amen. Hallelujah. Command an increase in our finances. Command an increase in our joy. Command an increase, oh God, in our blessing and favor, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Command an increase in our knowledge and wisdom, oh God, of your word, oh God, and understanding, oh God, all that you have for us, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, increase the anointing that's on our life, oh God. Let us receive fresh oil, fresh strength, fresh revelation, fresh manna on today. Oh Lord, let us taste and see that you are good, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare your word. As we delight ourselves in you, Lord God, that you would give us the desires of our heart. Oh Lord, it's our desires, oh God, to serve you more, God. It is our desire, oh God, that our family will be unified. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that all will be saved. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. It is our desire that all will be healed. Amen. From every sickness known and unknown to man. It's delivered and set free. My Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, free those in our family, oh God. Include ourselves from every addiction. Known or unknown to man. Amen. We decree and declare deliverance from alcohol, drug abuse. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the addiction of food or shopping. Amen. My Lord, he got my portion care. And we just want to say thank you, Father God, for this deliverance on today. Amen. My Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We decree and declare that the Lord is our shepherd, and we will not want it. And Jesus came that we may have life and have it in more abundance, and we receive it by faith in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, help us on today. We thank you for your ever-present help, and your help that's on the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we ask that you purge the wicked out the land, that every roots and roots be uprooted, amen, and burnt away in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We put on us right now the full armor of God, and we decree and declare the full armor of God covers us and protects us from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. Amen. And we take the shield of faith, and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy sent our way right now. And we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we serve our fires with the enemy. Amen. We come against every stronghold, soul tie, messenger of Satan right now, and we decree and declare that we're free, cut free from the works of the enemy. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, help on today. We just want to say thank you, Father God. Oh Lord, if it had not been for you on our side, hallelujah. But we thank you, Lord God, that you're always with us. And then we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that if we call upon your name, oh God, hallelujah, your word says that you answer. And we just want to say thank you for your word says when the righteous cry out, that you deliver them out of all their trouble. So we cry out on today, not just for ourselves, but for those in our family and all that we love and concerned about, that they may be and we may be delivered from all our troubles right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, so that, oh Lord, I know many on the line today that are operating with the spirit of fear, oh God, at some time or another. But right now, because you've given us the power and authority that we can decree a thing, we decree and declare fear has no hold on us anymore. Amen. We will not fear what man can do. We will not fear death, oh God. We're caught by shit there. We know that you're with us, oh God. We know, hallelujah, that the debt come, that it's a getting of life and life in abundance. And we just want to say thank you. Help us enjoy this life that you blessed us with, and not to live in fear, oh God. Oh Lord, deliver us from the spirit of fear. We decree and declare that, hallelujah, we don't have the spirit of fear, because you did not give us the spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. And we operate in it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, for now and forevermore. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Father God, as we come humbling ourselves this morning, we bow before you. We enter into your gates with thanksgiving. We enter into your courts with praise. And Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us in all of all our sins and all our trespasses and iniquities, Father God. Oh, Lord, purge us right now with your hyssop, and we shall be cleansed. Wash us, and we shall be white as snow, oh God. Creating us a clean heart, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of any unforgiveness, amen, that we have toward anyone, amen. We praise you, Father God, and we give you glory, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we ask you, according to Isaiah 22 and 22, to open the gates of heaven above us and bless us, amen. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to open the gates of favor, provision, deliverance, wisdom, protection, and healing for each of us and those in our family and all that we love and concerned about, amen. Heavenly Father, we ask you to open those gates so that we would be blessed and that we can be in your divine destiny. Heavenly Father, we ask that we would be blessed to use these blessings in your kingdom according to your destiny and will for our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare, because we're co-heirs in the kingdom of God, that we will not be denied. We will not take any counterfeits or substitutes. We decree and declare no setbacks, no lack of, no losses. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare victory. Amen. In every area of our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare peace upon our children, for they are taught of the Lord our God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we plead the blood of Jesus Christ on us right now. Amen. And all that we have and will have. Oh, Lord, let the fruit of the Spirit of God take root in all of us, not lacking one. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God. Oh, Lord, teach us our ways, oh God. Lead us down the path of righteousness in your name. Take, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, set us on fire with our Holy Ghost. Baptize us right there in fire with the Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, do this for your glory. Do this for you, oh God. Do this for your kingdom, oh God. Take us to a greater glory. Take us to a greater level. Let us experience what it means to have us be in a secret place, the Most High God. Amen. Let us understand and know the way that we should go. Amen. Lord, let us receive divine guidance. Hallelujah, from the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare, hallelujah, that we operate according to the Spirit of God. Amen. My Lord, my God, open up the channels of our spirit right now that we may receive from you great and mighty, oh God. Let there be a great pouring in, oh God. Fill these your temples with as much Shekinah glory as possible. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. Oh, Lord, we come believing on today. But, Father God, we ask that you help us with our unbelief, amen, that we may receive all that we pray for, amen, hallelujah. We don't just come just to be coming, just to say that we came, but we come, oh God, that we may receive from you, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, out of the intimate love relationship that we have for you, oh God. Oh, Lord, our soul pants for thee, oh God, hallelujah, the tear pants for the water brooks, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we come to worship you as your word says you desire, in truth and in spirit. Oh God, help us to enter in right now, God, that we may receive what thus said the Lord, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we silence the mouth of the evil speaker, amen. We blind their eyes and deafen their ears, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, they will speak no evil against us or those in our family. They will not be able to locate us in the spirit of the natural. They will not be able to hear our prayers or conversations unless we speak directly to them. And we speak to them right now. Shut up. Move right now. Come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and never to return. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, I lift up and pray for your daughter Bernadette this morning. I lift up and pray, oh God, for children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren of God. Lord, that you'll move mighty in them and on them, oh God, and all that she's concerned about, oh God. Oh Lord, let your hand be upon our life, oh God, and those that she loves and concerned about right now. Right now, oh God, that they may be protected and covered by your mighty hand, oh God. That anything that the enemy is sending against them, oh God, it will not penetrate, oh God. It will not touch them, oh God. For your mighty hand is upon their life, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh Lord, let peace come and take over your daughter right now. Let peace be in her home, oh God. Let peace be in the hearts and minds of her children and grandchildren, great-grandchildren, oh God. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, everything that the enemy has set up to bring them down, oh God, that the enemy be brought down right now with their own works, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree the past victory right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I come lifting up and praying for your daughter, Brenda Gale. Oh, Lord, I lift up her husband, oh God, her children, oh God. He cop out what's hidden in here. Anything that the enemy has set up against them, I decree and declare, hallelujah, the works of the enemy to be destroyed. He got my words in my head. Right high in it, come my head, my heart. Right high in it, he won't my heart. In the name of Jesus Christ, anything that the enemy has launched against their mind to cause confusion, I come against it with the blood of Jesus Christ of them. And I decree and declare peace, joy. I decree and declare victory right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray that you will continue to be the strength of her mother. Amen. I pray, oh God, that you will divinely intervene. Everything that's concerning, hallelujah, your daughter Ruth, may, oh God, and turn it all around for her good. Amen. Oh Lord, let restoration come. Amen. Restore every part of her body, oh God. Oh Lord, restore the bone, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, recovery shed here. Lord, we just want to say thank you for restoration. All things new, we decree and declare. All things new in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us see with new eyes and hear with new ears. Let us speak with a new tongue, oh God. Hey, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, move mighty in the life of our sisters and brothers, oh God. Move mighty in the life of those that can look, oh God. Oh Lord, the mighty way, oh God. Oh Lord, let them come into your light, oh God. Any that's operating in darkness, let them come to your marvelous light this day. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and fall in love with him. And never look back. We just want to say thank you, Father God. Oh Lord, we pray and lift up your daughter, Bonnie. Oh, we pray and lift up her husband right now, Jerome. And Lord, we pray that you will continue to work in him. Anything that's not of your God. Oh Lord, work it out in the name of Jesus Christ. We speak life, health, and strength to the body of Jerome. We speak healing. How do you climb up with it? Let peace take him over, oh God. Let the joy of the Lord take him over right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray, oh God, that you will be her strength. Be the strength of her children, oh God. Be the strength of her mother and her husband, oh God. Be the strength of her family, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, bless in a mighty way, oh God. Oh Lord, bless your daughter, oh God. He called my water. In your blessing, bless, oh God. In your multiplying, Father God, multiply up with thy goodness and thy faith and strength. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. If it had not been for you, Lord, where would we all be this day? We'll be thanking that you remembered us home today. Hallelujah. That you're waking our sleeping spirits. Amen. My Lord, my God, we laugh in the face of the enemy. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In the sin, we laugh at the enemy because we know it is already done. The victory is already done. We walk in victory, amen. Hallelujah, we speak in victory. We rest in victory, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, thank you, Lord Jesus, for the victory. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we lift up your daughter, Eliza Jane. And Lord, we pray that you will continue to bless her life. Bless her with long life, oh God. Be a strength, oh God. Hallelujah, oh Lord. Oh Lord, let peace reign in every area of her life. Amen. Oh Lord, help her to hold on to you like never before in the name of Jesus Christ. Fear, I command you to loose your hold off of her. Let your overtake her. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, we can't thank you enough. We lift up your daughter this day. We lift up Son Denise, oh God. Your servant, oh God. And we pray, oh God, that you will continue to guide, lead, direct, and instruct, oh God. Be a strength, Father God. Bring healing to our body, oh God. Let this be the day of breakthrough and a healing. Breakthrough, oh God, in every area of her life. That she's been praying for, oh God. Not just for herself, but those in her family, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let joy, hallelujah, overtake, oh God. Let peace reign in her life, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Of them. Lord, we can't thank you enough. But yet, still we thank you, hallelujah. Oh Lord, I pray that you will continue to bless her. Keep, oh God, and be the strength of your daughter, Kim. Oh Lord, as she go out to do your will. Oh Lord, as you sin, oh God. I ask that you encamp your warring angels around us and those that you love and concerned about. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, protect them from seen and unforeseen dangers. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, prepare a table before in the presence of our enemies, oh God. And I decree and declare that goodness shall overtake her right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, your goodness, Father God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And Brother God, I pray this day, oh God, as I lift up your daughter, Jamil. Oh Lord, that you would divinely intervene in her life right now and turn it all around for good. We know you to be a God of turnaround. Oh Lord, turn it all around for good. Oh Lord, bless blessings, oh God. This blessing just hallelujah overtake, oh God. This blessing running down, oh God. On those, oh God, put a heart, oh God, on those that you've called to bless, oh God, that they will seek her out, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree the past interest. Hallelujah right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God, give her a new song, oh God. Let a new song brew up in the spirit, oh God. Hallelujah, let us sing that song, that breakthrough will come. Hallelujah, that peace will come. In the name of Jesus Christ, that song will overtake the house. My Lord, my God. Oh Lord, let her receive a new song. That she'll write it down. That she will sing it to others. That the song will bring healing. Hallelujah. Restoration in it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, oh God. We can't thank you enough, oh God. It is you that's given us life. Oh Lord, we thank you that you remembered us. We thank you for the sun. Hallelujah. We thank you for the trees. We thank you for the wind. We thank you for the moon at night. Hallelujah. The light. Lord, we bless you. We can't thank you enough. But yet, still we thank you. Hallelujah, God. We decree and declare we will not stay the same. And because we belong to you, we decree and declare change has come up for the better. Hallelujah. Change has come up for this family. And we just want to say thank you that you remember the Matthew family and all that's connected to us. We thank you, Lord God. He comes up on Shannon and my heart. We can't thank you enough. We can't thank you enough. We can't thank you enough, oh God. Hallelujah. We can't thank you enough, oh God. Though our mothers, hallelujah, fathers, hallelujah, hallelujah, may not be with us. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. That you kept them here, God, that we are here. That you kept them here long enough that we would be here, God, today in this season. We thank you for our great, great grandparents, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, today. I thank you for my grandmother, Ollie, and my grandfather, Charlie. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God. He called my whole shit in her. That somebody taught him to pray, that he taught us to pray. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, that he gave us something, hallelujah, that man can't take away, that it doesn't lose its value, but it increases it because you're God of increase. And we just want to say, thank God, son of a hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. And Lord, I lift up my mother this day. Hallelujah. I lift up your daughter, Father God. And I pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, that you would do a new work in her, oh God. That she would receive the new, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray and lift up my son, Kendrick. Lord, that you would do a new work in him, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, I pray and lift up my daughter, Jamel, oh God. How you come out and do a new work in my children, Father. Do a work in my mother's husband, oh God. Do a new work. Oh God, that we would not hold on to this world in the worldly things, oh God, doing the work in us, oh God. Oh Lord, we need you, Lord. Yeah. Doing the work in my husband, Father. I cry out on today, oh God. Hallelujah. We would not be deceived, oh God. That we would not be blinded by the works of the enemy, thinking it's okay to live the way we live it, oh God. That we refuse to change and seek it our own way and will, oh God. But Lord, let thy will be done. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Oh Lord, I pray this day that they will come to know Jesus Christ for real and receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, that change take place on the inside. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. It is my prayer, hallelujah, hallelujah, that my daughter Sasha be saved and know who you are, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, hallelujah, God. High shot of all shit, hallelujah, come on higher. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for this deliverance on today, oh God. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I decree and declare no more. I decree and declare no more when the enemy be able to stronghold my brother Taiwan. I decree and declare no more that the enemy will have a stronghold of my children. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my God, from Zion, we thank you. We bless your holy name, Father God. Hallelujah. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name, oh God, that you would just continue, oh God, your work, the mighty work in us. I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God, that we would see and know what the enemy is doing, amen, that we would not be deceived. Hallelujah, that we would operate with the spirit of discernment, amen, that we would not agree with the enemy and be angry. We would not agree with the enemy and be jealous. We would not agree with the enemy and be bitter and unforgiving. That we would not agree with the enemy, hallelujah, and have wrath. We would not disagree with the enemy and seek out to hurt those because because they heard us. Amen. Father, where your word says the vengeance belongs, the vengeance are yours, oh God. Yes, Lord, we thank you. We bless your name, Father God. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you'll bless us on today and those in our family and our going and coming on today. Let us receive traveling grace and mercies to and from our destination. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you, Lord God. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now, every family member and loved one, over our homes and all that's in our homes, every vehicle, form of transportation on today that we may take or they may take. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over, in, and round about, every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place, everywhere our feet may tread. We plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over right now, and we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us, amen, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us and judges, Lord, you shall condemn, and we thank you for, Lord. We bless your holy name, and we decree and declare that, hallelujah. Hallelujah, that you have divinely intervened and turned it all around for our good and those in our family. And we receive it by faith, amen. We receive it right now. Receive it, family. Receive it. If you receive it, receive it by faith, though, today. Let it be that it will be so for you and your family, amen. That it be so for you and those that you love and concerned about right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you don't have to wait, hallelujah, to tomorrow. You don't have to wait till the preacher said. You don't have to wait until you can come out your mouth. Just receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah, whatever it is that you're trusting God for, receive it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence on this line this morning. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we pray that you will keep this line in place, oh God. Hallelujah, for this generation and generation to come. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, God, because we need you. We need you even more, Father God. We need you, Lord. Have your way. Let thy will be done. We surrender our will right now. We bind our will to the will of God and our mind to the mind of Christ. Have your way in us. We belong to you. We've been bought with a price. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath. And we don't owe anyone anything but to love them. We are the righteousness of God. Amen. We are healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. We are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. Amen. My Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, that we're blessed. Hallelujah. We're better than blessed, amen, because you have blessed us, Father God. And we thank you for blessing us. We thank you, Lord, that we are going from glory to glory to glory, and wealth and riches are in our home, and we receive it. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things fulfill, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. How many of y'all believe on today? Amen. Just open up your mouth.
Amen.
And say,
amen.
Amen. I believe in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If you believe,
yes,
on today, open,
yes,
up your,
Lord,
mouth. If you believe it for yourself, amen. If
I
you
believe it.
You,
I receive it.
If you believe it for your grandchildren, if you believe it for your mother, your father, your husband, your wife, or whatever. If you believe it, I believe, because the Lord has Jesus in any miracle. He always asks them, do you believe it? It was done by your belief. Many could not receive, you said in this song, because they did not believe, because of their unbelief. Hallelujah. She was up in the morning saying this morning, family, not me, but what God is saying. He said, I need you to believe, so I can work that miracle in your life. I can work that miracle in you and reveal it, but I need you to believe.
Yes.
I can make I can strengthen and heal your mother. I can bring your sister out of your brother. But I need you to believe, my child. Will you believe me and me alone? I don't care what the world is speaking to you and showing you. He said, but if you just believe in me enough, I will
Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
not just suffering, but all things, the word of God says,
yes,
and it shall not come. I want to let you know, family, hallelujah, the word is always, and it has been truly, established in heaven, hallelujah, God. If you can pick up the phone and call your children, hallelujah. If you can rest your hand on the chest of your husband, hallelujah. If you can, come on now. If you can look in the face of your grandchildren, amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Discipline them and say, sit down somewhere. I want you to know it's already done. God said, I'm still able to do more. He said, it doesn't stop.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
God of increase. Hallelujah. I'm God of the God of increase. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
even
Lord.
In your brokenness, if you just look up.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah. Look up and see where your help comes from. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
If you just look up
and see where
your help comes from.
Yes,
amen.
Lord. Yes,
Lord.
Thank
you.
Thank you, Lord.
And see where your help comes from. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
Your help comes from the Lord. Don't look down. Look up and see.
Help us, Lord. Help us. Help us, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. See, all of us on this line are mothers, hallelujah, hallelujah. It's been many times that all you can do is look up, amen. Hallelujah. And when it come down to your children and say, Lord, I don't know what to do. Hallelujah. I don't know what else to do, Lord. Hallelujah. I don't even know how to pray, oh God, but I'm looking up to you and I trust in you in it all.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I don't know what else to do with this child. I don't know what else to say. I tried everything,
yes,
oh God.
Yes,
but Lord, I bring it to you. Hallelujah.
I give it to you, Father.
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, Lord. He got it over.
All of my head.
God. But, Lord, I give it to you,
Lord.
And I just rest in you knowing that it's already done.
Amen.
Yes. Oh, Lord, thank you. We thank you. I don't know why I got this responsibility, oh God, by being born into this family and having to do everything, oh God, but I give it all over to you. Amen. I don't know. I wasn't born first, but why is all the responsibility on me? Amen. The carry just says, no, but I give it all over to you. I understand I was born first, and so many things I got to do, but Lord, I give it all over to you. Because you're able. You're able, Lord.
Yes.
You're able. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
You're able. How many know God is able?
Amen.
Yes.
How many know God is able? He's still able.
Yes.
You see, the enemy wants us to think that God is no longer able to do it. Amen. Hallelujah. But God is still able.
Yes.
He's still able.
Yes.
He's still able. I encourage you on today. Hallelujah. God is still able.
Yes.
As I'm driving down the freeway at 4 a.m. and 3 a.m. and I'm saying, God, I know that you're with me. I'm sleepy and my husband is in need of me, but God, you are still able to keep me in my sleepiness. You're still able, oh God, to be my head of protection. You're still able to call your angels still hearkening to your call to protect me on this road, oh God. You're still able. My mama don't know I'm out driving at 4 a.m, 3 a.m. But God, you are with me. Hallelujah.
Yes,
My children asleep. They don't even know mama's not in the room, but God, you are with me.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Lord, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Amen. This morning. Good morning, family. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Come on, let's give God some praise.
They will.
Hallelujah.
Don't let
them cry out. Come on, let's give God some praise. Hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on. Come on.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. I don't know about you, but I'm excited when I think about the goodness of the Lord. Amen. When I think about how good God has been to me. Amen. Even waking me up this morning. Hallelujah. Waking me up in my mind. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
So I just laid down this morning.
Amen.
He woke me right back up. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I thank God on today.
Yes.
When I pulled up
yes.
in my driveway
yes.
about 5 in the morning, amen, I thank God for keeping me on the road. My
yes.
brother looked back
thank
and said, you. I can't see you. Why are you slowing down? I'm yawning. I'm sleepy. I'm coming. God got me. Let me listen to my gospel music. I'm right behind you. No, you can't see me. I'm back here.
Yes, 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 yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory
to God. I don't know about y'all,
I'm
gonna but I'm excited.
You,
oh, yes, 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 yes.
Yes, I am excited. I'm excited.
Yes.
I shared it with y'all this morning because my husband, I'm checking on him. He's working a second job. He's out trying to help somebody else and needed me to come help him. And I'm like, I just took some medicine that makes me sleepy and makes me drowsy. And you asking me to come help you? So I said, well, yeah, I come. I'm telling you, that's what God, because normally that medicine will have you knocked out. Ain't no way you can drive. Ain't no way you can see. I don't see well at night. But I say, God, my Lord. And all I can think about
all right.
My mom be like, call me when you get to where you're going. My mama didn't even
right.
know I was on the road
at
4 or 5 in the morning.
Amen.
My own children in the house didn't know their mama was in bed. They thinking mama's in bed asleep. But I thank God we made it back home safely.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory
Amen.
To God. Amen. He kept saying, pull over, babe, just pull over. And I drive you. I leave my car because I see you back there. I don't know what you're doing behind me. So I'm going to make it. But glory to God.
Amen.
God bless you. God got over. I found out. I said, but God. I took some of that medicine that knocked my mama out, okay? So, amen.
Thank
I'm so
God.
Happy to be here. Happy Mother's Day is on tomorrow. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy
Mother's
Day. Every
Mother's
Day.
Happy Mother, hallelujah.
Happy Mother's Day, yes,
Lord. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy
you
Mother's
are such
Day.
A blessing to this family.
Amen.
You have mother, not just your own children that you birthed, but you have mothered this family. And so we just thank God
Amen.
For you. Ain't Bernstein and ain't Vera, hallelujah. Ain't Eliza Jane and ain't Classic,
yes.
hallelujah.
Amen.
We just thank God for you. Ain't T. Ruth and May, we thank God for you, beautiful women of
Amen.
God. And you know, Cousin Brenda Gale and Cousin Bonnie, though my mom had me, I remember my Cousin Bonnie picking me up and taking care of me as well some weekends, you know, making sure my hair was comb and I was nice and dressed and fed at her house. Amen. It was always a treat
yes.
to go spend time with my Cousin Bonnie, who I thought was my Aunt Bonnie. I had a hard time saying Cousin Bonnie. I love her so much. She took such great care of me, and I just want to thank you. Of course, thank my mother, Carol, who always took good care of us as her children.
Yeah.
Amen. My mom was always a good mom, making sure we ate and had the nice things for Christmas,
right.
and she did it. I think I've seen my mama cry one time, and that's because she couldn't catch me running, and she fell and slipped, and I looked back and I told her I was too quick for her, but check those little stories when you're a kid and you do stuff, and so, but I've seen my mom cry. Yeah, I see my mom cry when she lost her mom, and there's nothing I could do or say, you know, in that moment. I didn't reach out to touch her or anything like that. I just let her have that moment because no one knows how it feels to lose a mom unless you've lost your mom. And so and I just say this about my grandmother, Ollie, who was the pillar of our family and just really loved on us like nobody ever loved. To love, I'm telling you,
Amen.
She would fight for us. she would give her she would get a wing dinner, and she would divide it amongst me and my cousin Theron and make sure we all ate off that one wing dinner that had six wings.
Amen.
And one heater, and she would try to keep us warm. We would sleep with all our clothes on in front of that heater. But I just thank God for our mothers, all these beautiful mothers on this line, Cousin Kim, and hallelujah. Just all you all have really blessed this family in such a way. And some of us was little mamas, you know. We were helping raising our brothers and sisters, like our Aunt Vera. I hear from our Aunt Bernstein how she said she would cook for us, and we couldn't eat until she said eat. You know, I've heard the stories like that, so we're just so grateful to have this beautiful family. So, again, welcome. We want to hear from everybody this morning. We love to hear each other's voice. So I want to start with my mother, Carol, this morning. God bless you, Mama. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good, blessful morning from Houston to Louisiana.
Good morning.
I'm doing so good. He woke me up once, he woke me up twice. And he woke up a third time.
Amen.
I'm on the line with y'all this morning.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you, Mama. I love you. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. Amen. Jamel, God bless you, my daughter. How you doing this morning? Welcome. How you been?
Good morning. Glory to God. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Glory to God. Another day. I just want to thank God for awakening me and my family up this morning with new mercy, new grace. Thank the Lord for the roof over my head, the food, the clothes. I'm not in the hospital bed. I didn't get a phone call last night. Thank you, Lord. And I'm just very grateful this morning. And thank you for that prayer. It was so strong.
Yes, it was.
I felt it from the head to the toe.
Yes.
I was like, oh, she's going up. And thank you for those stories, too. I laughed.
Amen. Yeah, we've had some good times, I'm telling you. I was always the entertainer of the family. Call me out for that. Amen, amen. God bless you. I love you. I thank God for you. Amen, amen. Hey, Bernie C, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing? How you been? God bless you, Aunt Bernie C.
This is Aunt Liza Jane. Bernstein is out. She told me she probably wouldn't be on the line today. She out with her daughter enjoying herself. So I'm happy that she's getting out of the house now. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. I just figured she was on the line because she's always in position. Amen. I knew the number. I said, that don't look like a number, but okay, I think that's a number. All right, thank you so much, Aunt Eliza Jay, since you're already speaking. God bless you. How you doing and how you been?
I'm doing great. I talked to her last night. She called and said she was having a good time. They left yesterday, and she's real happy. She likes to go out and eat, so she'll be out eating the whole while she's gone, so... God for that, and I'm doing all right. The author been whooping me this week. Praise God for the pain.
Me too.
My Lord.
The weather got me kind of messed up. I was supposed to be in Baton Rouge for graduation. Sean's son graduated yesterday. Mm. So they having the big eat out. I was going down there to eat some of the good food they cooked. But I said I better stay at home because I'm not walking too well. But I'm thankful for what it is.
Amen. We thank God for it. So good to have you on the line today. So God bless you. God keep you. We love you so much. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. So good to hear anyone to see getting out and enjoying herself. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Cousin Brenda Dale, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning, family. Good morning, Tawanika. I am doing good. I am doing real, real good. Yes, God is able, and I believe and I receive the prayers that you've already prayed over all of us. that he is able, and I will receive all the promises of God. So
yes,
to my
Lord,
family and all the mothers, happy Mother's Day. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. To God be the glory. He's been good to us, and we're just so, so grateful for all his goodness and all his mercy. Love you, family. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, love you. God bless you. Love you, too. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You all are so beautiful. You mothers on this line, y'all, is something else. We just thank God for you. We have someone to look up to, amen, and say, this is how my mama did it. I just told my husband so many times, well, this is what my, I'll be quick to say, my mama said, this is how you do it. So the lady who do my hair, my mama said, that ain't how you do that, even at my age. My mama said, that ain't how you do that. My mama told me something different, and I had to think about it. I still say the stuff my mama told me.
Yes. My mom had a good week as well. Still working on them toes, but she had a real good week. Still eating good, have a good appetite, so I'm so grateful for that. Still getting up every day, making it to the front room, getting in her recliner. Say, one more time, Lord, we'd have made it in here one more time. Thank you.
thank you.
Yes, every bite. I'm like, thank you, Lord. She done took another bite.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes. Good week.
Amen. Hallelujah. Good week. More good weeks, months, years. Hallelujah. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah, God.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, cousin. Thank you, Lord. Cousin Bonnie and Aunt Vera, God bless you. Welcome. How y'all doing and how you been?
We doing good, Mama. How you doing this morning?
Doing good.
Yes, we're doing good. Mm-hmm. And thanks for that wonderful prayer this morning. Thank you, Lord. It was very, very powerful. Very powerful. So thank you.
Thank you for praying for my husband.
I appreciate that.
Get
your friend for him and take the little alcohol out of his mouth. He's doing good this week, but you know, it's hard when you've been doing that so long and then he got dehydrated and so forth and got to end up with a UTI. So I thank you for praying for him. I know your little angel called you like she always does. And thank you. I thank her for doing that. And Aunt Bernadine called me also to wish all of us a happy Mother's Day. And she was very, very excited. Very, very excited. So, Aunt Classy also called this morning. Let's pray for her. She's having a little episode with her asthma. But thank you so much for that prayer. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you. Yes, Angela, hey, she texted me about 2 in the morning, one morning. And I bet she was surprised I was up to text back and say, okay, I'm praying. Because I always check my phone so throughout the night and morning. I just, for some reason, I don't sleep through the night. So I'll always be checking, picking up my phone. I wake up, pick it up, and I get messages. So when people text to pray or need prayer, she's definitely going to reach out. She's going to continue to reach out, and we just thank God,
for
the faith. Sometimes when people don't have the faith, and there's nothing wrong with that because God will increase your faith, amen. And people look at you, and we have to be that example, because the only way people are going to see Jesus, see God, is in us. Amen. The fact that she trusts the God that's in me to call and say, pray, it increases her faith even more. It increases our faith even more because she believes, prayers are the
So I just
thank God that, she sees the God that's in me, the Almighty God.
Yes,
amen. Not me, but the God that's in me. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we just thank God for a mighty move. And I always encourage us, just if you call me, I'm always going to say, stay right there and say, I know what's going on. Stay right there. Just keep believing God. Don't move. The enemy wants you to move out of this place because he knows that's where God works miracles at. That's what God do. God turns things around at, right there in your face.
That's right.
So glory to God. God bless you. We love you, and we thank God for you so much. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm not going to be too long on the line this one. I hope you all forgive me. My husband is needing me to rush out to him, but he knows I got to get on the prayer call. So I told him I'm going to try to wrap up here by 11, and so I can go out and help him right quick. And so I just want y'all to forgive me as I would say, dip out a little bit early, leave a little early on the line today. But we will have our scripture, and then I'll close out in prayer. So at this time, I'm going to call on Cousin Kim. God bless you. How you doing and how you been? Welcome.
Oh, good morning, family, and God bless you
good
all.
Morning.
And thank
morning.
You for taking morning. Out the time to pray for us this morning. Thank you for that powerful prayer. God is working. And I just believe it, and I thank you for it. And a happy Mother's Day to you all.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We love you, Cousin Kim. So good to hear your voice every Saturday. I always look forward to it, and I know family does too. Look forward to hearing everybody on the line, but it's always good to hear your voice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Family, before we get off the line here, I'm going to give our scripture here. But what I call your name as we wrap up here, if you could just share to me one thing that your mother has, that you remember, or one thing your mother said to you or reminded you of, if you could share that on today on the line, we would love to hear that. Whoever mothered you, amen, we would love to have that on the line today, if you all don't mind, since we are celebrating Mother's Day this weekend. Amen. I would love to hear it. Amen. All right, so this morning our scripture is going to be coming from the book of Colossians chapter 3, verse 13 through 17. Colossians chapter 3, verse 12 through 17. Colossians chapter 3, verse 12 through 17. I'm reading from the New King James Version. The Bible says in Colossians chapter 3, verse 12 through 17, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, love, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another, if anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you are called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God, when we look at this scripture this morning, family, Apostle Paul offers a strategy to help us live for God day by day. One, imitates Christ's compassion, forgiving attitude. Two, let love guide your life. Three, let the peace of Christ rule in your heart. Four, always be thankful. Five, keep God's word in you at all times and live as Jesus Christ's representative. Live as Jesus Christ's representative. Amen. Hallelujah. Get the baby, Jesus. When we look at scripture here in verse 13, as I get ready to wrap up here, forgiving others starts by remembering how much God has forgiven us. Amen. It is difficult for you to forgive someone who has wronged you a little when God has forgiven you so much. Realizing that God's infinite love and forgiveness for you can help you love and forgive others. So let God, amen, let God worry about the wrongs you suffered. Don't squander your life in bitter feuding. Be renewed in love and joy. Hallelujah. 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 As I wrap up here, verse 17 says, and whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. See, doing all in the name of the Lord Jesus means bringing honor to Christ in every aspect and activity of our daily living. Amen. So as Christians, you represent Christ at all times, wherever you go and whatever you say. What impression, family, what impression do people have of Christ when they see or talk to you? What changes could you make in your life in order to honor Christ? I just want us to think about that as we are mothers and grandmothers and great-grandmothers, and we're sisters and aunts. Amen. Hallelujah. We're friends. and minister to some. Amen. Hallelujah. Let them see the Christ in you. May God have a blessing. I pray to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his word. It is my prayer that we all be the doers of the word of God. Hallelujah. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. For God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, family. Let's give God some praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. At this time, I'll call your name. If you have anything you'd like to say, anything before we wrap up here, because I am wrapping up here, we do want to hear if you have anything to say that your mother said to you that you remember. Yeah, you use it to this day, you know, whether one or the other. Hallelujah. So we'll start with you, my mother, Carol. God bless you, Mama. Go ahead.
Mama used to say that most of the time is, I love you. And Mama used to call me at 10 o'clock every day to say, I beat you. And she was always make sure she tried to beat me from, you know, calling every morning. Amen.
Amen. She always called and say, I'm making my rounds.
Yeah.
I'm making my rounds, because she would call me too. I'm making my rounds.
Yeah. She
wanna
be the first one to call. Don't call her first. She
want to
beat you.
Amen. Amen. She did do that. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you, Mama. Thank you for sharing.
Amen.
Anything in prayer you'd like for me to cover in prayer as I wrap up on the call today? Any prayer petition?
You covered it when you said the prayer earlier. You covered it.
Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for the seed that's been planted. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we thank you as you that give the increase as we water by faith. Hallelujah. In Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. It's hard for me to get off this line. I just enjoy it so much. Amen. God bless you, Mama. I love you and I thank God for you. Amen. You're welcome, Mama. Jamel, God bless you. Go ahead.
One thing, my mother. Hey, Mama. She said, I was really young, that you said to me, to never be jealous of anyone. And that's the first thing that popped into my mind, because me being young in Christ and having social media, it tends to make you look at what you don't have instead of what you do have.
Amen.
And look at everybody else instead of my own. So when you told me at James Coney Island that day, you said, don't ever be jealous of nobody.
Amen.
And I take that in my walk in Christ.
Amen. That's so important. That's so important. People kill because they're jealous. They have that jealousy spirit that leads to so many other things. So I'm glad that you got there. I don't remember saying it, but you always remind me what I said. I said so many things to my children, but that is true. Don't be jealous. Hallelujah. God bless you. I love you. Any prayer petition, anything you'd like for me to touch and again, prayers, I'll wrap up here today.
Yes, I would like to pray for my husband. His tomorrow is his cousin's birthday that passed away, and he's taking it pretty hard. Usually, you know, 3 years it gets better, but just this year, he couldn't sleep at all last night. He had to go to work today, so I pray for traveling grace in his day, because he hasn't been asleep all night, just at unease in the walk, because he's not thinking about his cousin.
Yes, we'll definitely pray for him and pray his strength and the peace of God that's upon him right now. And the joy of the Lord, just take him over in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that he will keep his mind stayed on Jesus. And Lord, we just want to say thank you that you've heard our prayers, oh God, for son of God, please, oh God, and that you, however, hallelujah, the traveling grace is his portion. And Lord, we bless your holy name that it is done. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. I love you. I thank God for you. Amen.
Your phone is buzzing.
Yeah, I know. It's probably because I got everybody line open. Let me close some lines up. All right. I hope y'all can hear. Can y'all? Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, the echo went away. It was somebody lying. It was open. All right, hallelujah. At this time, I'm going to call our cousin Brenda Gale. God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, there's so many wonderful things I could say about my mom, but I could always talk to her about any and everything because she was such a prayer warrior. So I was never really too stressed, you know, and I just thank God for that. anytime I came home, she was always cooking my favorite meals. She bought me my first car. She sent me to college. She gave me so many surprise birthdays. Every time I came home, she would just shower me with her love and, you know, being grateful and thankful. So I just thank God for my remarkable mother.
Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Oh, mothers, there's so much we can say about our mothers. Glory to God. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We just bless your mother, our auntie, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Any prayer petition that I can speak
to? You have covered us with the prayer petition this morning. I pray and God just continue to bless you and strengthen you because you cover all of it. You cover all of it. So I believe it and I receive it.
Hallelujah. But glory to God. God bless you. We love you. I love you. And I thank God for you. Hallelujah, Lord. Amen. Love you. Love you. Amen. Cousin Bonnie and Vera, God bless you. Go ahead.
I have to go behind her. Because your sisters, I also had a wonderful mother. She's a little hellion now, but she was now. Just like, I always had a wonderful mother. And what she used to always say is, God knows, like, if she thought you weren't telling the truth or not, she'd say, well, God knows, he hear you. So I always remember. And actually, she still says that to this day. But I love her, love her, love her. Amen. And you covered everything for me. You covered everything.
Okay,
thank
amen.
You for your wonderful prayer.
Thank you. Oh, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We love you so much. And we just thank God for you and your mother, whom we love so, so much, who's a pillar of this family.
Yes.
So God bless you. God bless you both.
Thank
amen.
You. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah, God. I believe Cousin Connie and Auntie Brittany is on the line. God bless you. Go ahead. Cousin Connie, is that you on the line?
Oh, yeah, I got you on mute. I got two phones going. Hold on a second. All right, good morning. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Welcome. How you doing this morning?
Hey. Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you for that wonderful prayer. I don't know if I can ask for anything, but I want to thank my mom always. She says, stay strong and keep the faith. And she still says that. You know, she just been an example for us. And then now making the things that she has to deal with and still, I don't care where her mind may go, she don't forget about the Lord. So that is something that I always because you just say eyes light up. So it's just her faith she will leave with me. I know that and the strength that she leans on God. God bless you all.
Amen.
Have Mother's Day and I hope you get everything you need and bless your children and bless you for that prayer, Lord. Jesus, have mercy. Just cover, Lord. Cover. Keep you and bless
you
and your family. Hope you have a wonderful, wonderful Mother's Day. God bless you.
Amen. I receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. And we thank God for you both. And A.T. Ruth and May. Hallelujah, Lord. Keep the faith. Hallelujah.
You want to say something?
Go ahead.
Tell them Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, Auntie Ruthamay. God bless you both. Thank you so much. Hallelujah, Lord. Amen. Amen, Cousin Kim. God bless you. Go ahead.
Cousin Kim. God bless. Thank you. Amen. God bless. Thank you for that wonderful prayer. And, as far as my mom, I think in the last 16 years, I was more good mom. So she was always just looking for me to cook or bring something to eat. So all you know, she loved to eat, and I just thank God for placing me in this family, and I just thank God for my mom Ellen, who was just so great, and my Bible, my first Bible scholar that always taught me just to be kind to others and not to consider myself more than others. So I just thank God, and I love you. Thank you.
Amen. We love you. God bless you. Thank you for sharing. Hallelujah. That is such a good word. Amen. God bless you, Cousin Kim, and have a happy Mother's Day. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, Father. Ain't Eliza Jane, God bless you. Go ahead.
Well, I was raised by the same woman as Kim was raised by, Mom Ellen. Mom Ellen used to always say, treat people the way that you want to be treated. And that took me a long ways in life where I got along with people just thinking of what she had said to me about that. I would always think about that. Treat people the way you want. Don't be mean to people. Treat people the way you want to be treated. And something else she used to say to me that sticks with me, and my family always say this, you're lazy. I wasn't lazy. I didn't think I was lazy. Mom just wanted you to work all the time. So I had a wonderful mother, and thank God for her. Hey, you covered the prayer this morning. I really felt that in my heart, in my stomach, and in my body when you was praying this morning. And I could feel that you felt it. I could feel the spirit in you when you were saying that prayer. God bless you. Amen.
Yes,
have a happy Mother's Day.
Amen. You too. God bless you. We love you. I thank God I thank you all for sharing. In the name of Jesus, I'm just so grateful to you know, we have those moments that we can look back on and share those moments. And I thank God for my mother here. And if I could say something about my mom, I was raised by both grandmother and my mom. My mother, she would say, "Don't let nobody. You better than me." You don't let nobody just do you any kind of way.
Amen.
She would always say, you know, say that, but always loving and always giving to me. I always thought that I was her her favorite. I still believe that. Because I'm the oldest, so she always made sure I had what I needed. And just cared a lot about us in her own way. You know, she did things in her own way, very solid in who she is. And I thank God for it. I could call my mom anytime and talk to my mom and love my mom so much. And I thank God for it. I just have good things to say about my mother as far as just being that help and always doing my hair, you know, making sure it looked good, make sure our hair was done and pressed and curled up and all that good stuff. So thank God for my mama. And when she had it, she gave it. You know, when she had it for us, she made sure we had it. And that's the beauty of it. She did not beat me down when I became a young mother. And she just say, I'm going to be here and I'm going to help you. And so my mom always been like that. So she wasn't the mama to just beat you down and crush you out and throw you to the side. So, and my grandmother, like my mama said, she always would call and say, I'm making my rounds. And my grandmother was very affectionate. She'd kiss you in your mouth if you let her. And so, but that's in that. We thank God that she always had money. I don't know where my grandmother got all this money from, but she always would ask you, do you need a little something? And she always said, you got to pay me back. So, so you had to think about that loan. Did you want it? Because you know you got to, it had to come back. And you had to give her time on it, amen. So, anyway, it's just a blessing. I thank everyone for sharing, and God bless you. I pray God bless you. I want a beautiful Mother's Day, and be all that you all are expecting it to be, amen. And so, again, I thank you all for those of you all who have helped my mother and mother us along the way. I thank you all. It's been a blessing, and I love you all so much. Amen. So I'm just going to close us out here in a short prayer and then release the pastor's blessing. Amen. Glory to God. Father God, we bless your holy name. Father God, I lift up every mother that's on this line today, Lord. I pray, oh God, that you would just do a new work in us, Father God, as mothers. Amen. Lord, I pray, oh God, that you would, hallelujah, that you would apply to our heads on today, oh God, fresh oil, amen, fresh anointing. Let us receive fresh strength, oh God, to keep on keeping on in your might, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, Lord, I pray for breakthrough right now, oh God, and I thank you for breakthrough in our lives, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, as we come believing, Father God. Lord, I ask, oh God, that you increase our faith to receive the more, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We thank you that the anointing will be released right now, the anointing and power of breakthrough, the anointing and the power of deliverance, the anointing and the power that will take us to another level in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And let it, Heavenly Father, we pray even as these prayers go forth, let the power that will affect these changes go out and affect the change in our the life of our daughters and sons. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we decree and declare victory, hallelujah, over our bloodline. Amen. We decree and declare victory over our lineage. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you because of our prayers on today. Amen. That our children's children will be saved. Amen. That they will look back, hallelujah, on this time and remember, amen, what mama said. Amen. What mama's mama said. Hallelujah. That will follow them and hallelujah and help them in this life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And that it is our prayer that our children will have a prayer life. Amen. That their lifestyle, amen, hallelujah, will be to do thy will. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare no weapon formed against them shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against our children's children, hallelujah, you shall condemn. And we just want to say thank you. Let joy, hallelujah, peace overtake this family and all that's a part of it. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you for your hedge of protection, oh God, that there will be no perforation or penetration to these hedges of protection. And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. We bless your holy name, Father God, and we decree and declare all is well with us as we lift up our Aunt Classy on today. We pray, oh God, for healing, amen. We pray, oh God, that you touch, oh God, and restore respiration, oh God. Restore, oh God, her respiratory system, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that breathing will be freely, amen. That her lungs will not be constricted, oh God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, oh God, we ask that you touch right now and release your healing anointing, your healing virtue into her body. Let health and healing spring forth right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. We thank you for restoration. Hallelujah. We lift up our niece Twin on today, and we pray, oh God, that you continue to bless her and keep her. We lift up Sharon Gordon and Doretha Jones on today, amen, and all that they're loving, concerned about. We lift them, hallelujah, our cousin Erlene, hallelujah, and all that she loves and concerned about, oh God. And we ask that you would just continue to touch, move, strengthen, bless, heal, deliver, and set free. And we thank you for it, Lord. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray and ask. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. God bless your family. God bless you. Well, again, you all have a happy, happy Mother's Day. Hallelujah. Glory to God. As we wrap up here, I know we already said a little something. If you have anything you'd like to say as we close out here, let us go and have this moment. Amen. Mama, anything you'd like to say as we close out? God bless you. Go ahead.
Happy Mother's Day to all you mothers. Amen. I'll see you tomorrow.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Jamel, God bless you. Go ahead.
Happy Mother's Day to everyone, and amen.
Amen. If y'all couldn't hear, her line is very staticky there. She said, Happy Mother's Day to everyone, and amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Cousin Brenda Gale, anything you'd like to say? Go ahead.
Happy Mother's Day, everyone. God bless you, Tywanika. We love you, and we thank God for you. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Happy Mother's Day to you, and I love you, and we love you. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Cousin Bonnie and Avira, go ahead. God bless you.
Happy Mother's Day. God bless you.
Thank you. Happy Mother's
Bye-bye.
Day to you, too. God bless you. Hallelujah, God. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Cousin Connie, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, hallelujah. God bless you. Happy Mother's Day, everyone. We love you, Tabernika. And everybody
love you
else.
Too.
Yes, girl.
Amen.
You can, I can just hope I can learn to pray like that. God bless you.
Glory, glory. Yes, Lord. Help us all, Father. Amen. Happy Mother's Day to you, too, and A.T. Ruthenberg. We love y'all both. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen. Amen. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Go ahead. Anything you'd like to say? Wait on my phone here. Okay, Cousin Kim, we can't hear you. Go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead,
can you hear me?
We couldn't hear you. Go ahead. I can hear you now.
I'm sorry. Well, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers here on the line, and God bless you, and thank you for the prayers, and everyone be blessed.
Amen. Happy Mother's Day to you, too, again, and we love you, and we thank God for you. Hallelujah. I'm excited, y'all. I can't contain it. Amen, Eliza Day. God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. And happy Mother's Day to you and Eliza Jane. We love you. Enjoy your Mother's Day weekend. Hallelujah. Pray you're feeling better over there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen, family. And my niece, Twan, she did text and she said that she's at a Mother's Day breakfast and she wanted to send her love to the family. And you all have a happy Mother's Day. Amen. God bless you all. God keep you. And may you look up and know where your help comes from. Your help coming from the Lord. Don't look down. Don't stay down. Be encouraged on today. And know that you have the resurrection power working on the inside of you. Amen. Tap into it with all faith. Amen. And watch God stand you up. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May God your Father go before you and give to you rich and abundantly according to your obedience to his hallelujah financial principles. May you become the envy of the world because of the abundance that God gives you, for you are his child. Amen. The royal blood of heaven is flowing in your veins. Hallelujah. You are a somebody. Hallelujah. Lift up your head and square your shoulders back. Amen. You are a part of the eternal kingdom of God, and your today and tomorrow's hallelujah are filled with joy because of the power and majesty of God, our Father. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. We believe, so we receive. To God be the glory. Amen.
To God be the glory. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Family, happy Mother's Day.
Amen.
Yes,
yes.
Happy Mother's Day. Bye-bye.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face.
Yeah, Kyle, let us
sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice. I want to hear you say what? Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. One time, one time. One time, one time. Oh, just I wanna hear you say, well.
for me.
One time.
That's all I really need, just
one time.
I can't wait till I see you.
One time.
I wanna wake up in my heavenly home. All my people bow down to the king on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you ask him, he'll give you that like can you imagine. Living without all his grace, sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Get there.